With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
The most popular game show of all time, right? But there's a bit of a war going on by some Broadway stars and Pat Sajak that call him an aging dinosaur. What's that all about? I don't even know.
I don't get it either.
Dr. Drama, Broadway Seth Rudinsky, who I actually respect, is tremendous. Tremendous star for Broadway, been working it since 90, but now he's got his own show.
Now, the last two names you said, I had no idea who you're talking
about. It's okay. I'll talk right past you.
There you go.
Anyway, welcome back to the program. It is Pit Pass, part of the Evergreen Podcast System. By the way, if you haven't checked out Evergreen, check out all of our other great offerings. It seems the company continues to grow and is dominating the podcast sphere. We've got some great stuff, and I think you might be very, very entertained. Tony, we've got another guest waiting in the pits, waiting to come into the studio. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, we're going to talk to JGR Yoshimura Suzuki Factory Racing Team's KP, Kyle Peters, number 55.
Kyle, how are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. Did you know that Mike Pence was here in the state of Iowa surveying the flooding damage?
No, I didn't. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. You know who Mike Pence is? He's the vice president.
Yeah, more people in and out of our business, Tony, are plugged into politics and what's going on.
I can't get enough of that SHIT. Let's get more of it
on.
Let's do more of that on this program.
No,
let's just talk politics.
No, this is a motorcycle show. Let's keep talking motorcycles.
Okay, all right.
How's it going, KP?
Not too bad. Just out here to finish up dinner and just enjoying the life.
And the reason I spelled it out for two reasons.
What?
One, we're on radio.
Yes.
And two, my mom listens, and I can't swear in front of my mom.
Well, that'd be real.
That is a proper upbringing. Look at you.
Yep. Sixth place in Indianapolis. Talk about that inside the Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah, it indeed was pretty good to me. We've been improving a lot during the season and that. So the speed's coming up along with that intensity and just getting more comfortable. That's kind of what I've been struggling with all year, just being comfortable up front and being back at the races from my knee injury last year. So, sixth place, not where I want to be, but we're making progress every week, and we'll get up there eventually.
It was an ACL, right, last year?
Yeah, ACL, MCL.
Oh, both. Good for you. Good job. Just going to get them both done.
Might as well.
What was the fan basis like there? What kind of support did you guys have, and who were you racing in front of? Was it a large crowd?
I think it was a pretty large crowd in Indy. The pit party was really good. A lot of people came out, which we always have a good amount of people now that with Reed under the tent, and Weston Pike was there actually watching, and
that's cool.
Hill and Amart. So yeah, we have a really solid team, and the results aren't as good as we want them to be, but we're putting in the work and trying to make it happen.
How's Amar to be for a teammate? Is he all right?
Amar, he's an awesome guy. We actually lived together. Well, not together, but we stayed at Club Mex a few years back together for a few years. So that's where I kind of met him and got to know him. So we're actually pretty good friends even before he got on the team. So it's good to have him on the team. He's full of knowledge. He's very very smart when it comes to training and that, and he's awesome to be around.
KP, Kyle Peters joins us out of Greensboro, North Carolina. PJ, are you ready, or are you going to hang out one more question?
I was just admiring the performance you put on. I thought it was brilliant. How's your knee doing?
Knee's great. As strong as it's ever been, and we're moving forward.
All good. You know, the best thing about Indy is White Castle right across the street. It's so good.
I don't know about that one.
What are you talking about?
Downtown, you also have the Steak and Shake. That's the one that always has the line by it, the Downtown Indy Steak and Shake.
The Red Garter also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also a good one.
Yeah. Kyle Peters,
we
I guess.
We could use
sure.
another 2-3 minutes of
you
of
know about Alex,
touring around bars. Go for it.
The thing about Alex is that I've noticed on the Suzuki is he doesn't look as short. And I don't know if it's the gear or what it is, but I was with his mom and dad actually in Florida, and I said, you know, they're as short as him, obviously. I tower over all of them. And I've noticed, so Alex in 2009, when he turned pro, he raced for the tie loop team.
That was the one you managed, right?
And I managed that team, yeah. And so, yeah. So I, Kyle, or Alex came down to my house and we hung out and we took him to an arena cross in Des Moines. He called it a ghetto arena cross or something like that. But, he's a good kid. And, you know what though? I think your Suzukis look really good. I think they look really cool. I work for one of your sponsors, so I'm a little biased maybe. But I work for Wiseco and JE and all those guys. But yeah, it looks good. You got to be pretty stoked on that bike. Is it fast?
Yeah. The motor package we have this year is awesome. I think it can run with any bike out there. And with I've gotten a few really good starts, so I kind of proving it. So. Yeah, the whole bike overall, though, the chassis has gotten better than it was from last year. The thing handles amazing, and we just got to showcase that a little bit more in our results. But, no, the bike's awesome. it's cool with how they've been matching our graphics to our gear every weekend.
Sure.
That's been a really cool addition to it. But
who's doing your graphics?
Armored Graphics. They're locally out of North Carolina.
Cool.
Yeah, so it works out good. But yeah, the whole team has been amazing so far this year, and we just keep on improving.
How do you like living out there? You like North Carolina?
Yeah, I love it. This is home to me. So
yeah,
beautiful part of the
country. With a shop, JGR shop only being an hour and a half away, it's perfect for me. I'm around my family.
Good fit.
Yeah, it couldn't be any better, really. Where I want to be, and training's not too bad. In the winter, it gets cold a few days, so you kind of maybe can't ride. It's been really wet down here this winter, but overall, like, we make it work. We do what we can do.
So you say you train at club?
No, Alex and I used to.
Oh, okay.
Back, we all just Alex stays down in Florida now. Which I'm up here with the team, and we have our own tracks and gym and that, so I just kind of make it happen down here.
How is the track at JGR? I haven't been there in a long time. Is it, man, I haven't paid much attention. I know they've done some stuff on social media and internet or whatever, and I haven't even watched them, but is it a good facility as far as riding goes?
Yeah, it doesn't really get much better. We have full-blown supercross track, and then we have even an extra little area where we can kind of do what we want. We can add a section or two, but make it a little longer for Daytona and that. And then we have a really big outdoor track as well, which Spencer, he's kind of a do-it-all kind of guy for the team. He comes out, preps the track for us, and yeah, it doesn't really get much better.
So every day the track's prepped just like it would be at the Suzuki track in California or something?
No, not every day. We leave it a little bit just to have it rougher, to have those ruts, and just to kind of replicate race day to the best that we can.
We had Osborne on. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But we had Osborne on just before you, Zach Osborne, and we were talking about the whoops and how they kind of get cupped out and stuff. Is that hard to replicate when you've got your own track, or is there other guys that come ride that track with you to kind of simulate what you're going to experience on a supercross track in after the, you know, halfway through the main event?
Yeah, it's really tough to replicate how they just build them, and they're super soft to start out the day. But we do have, we'll have Brandon Hartrath sometimes come out, Jacob Hayes and a few local guys to come out and ride with us certain days. But when we have the whole team here, it gets pretty rough with just us.
I would imagine. When I was in Daytona, I was talking to your truck driver, Brian. Yeah. No, maybe he drives does he drive your truck or the other truck? Whatever.
He drives our truck.
Okay, so I was talking to Brian. I know him from 100 years ago. And we were just talking about how they have the engine builders. They'll take 1 week, one engine builder will come to the race, and the other guy will stay home and work. And then they swap every week. And the data acquisition that they have on these motorcycles is people don't – if they're not there and they don't see it and they don't pay attention, they've got laptops, and they can tell you – you know, how many times you pull the clutch in and when and the revs and stuff like that on these 450s. But I didn't see it on the 250s. Are they able to do the same things on your RMZ 250 as they are on the 450?
Yeah, we have the exact same data acquisition on our bikes as well as the 450s. Yeah, it's pretty incredible what they can look at and see where exactly you're at and when you're shifting and when you're not shifting, and it's pretty hectic. They when you say you're wide open and they can go back and be like, oh well, weren't.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's been huge in road racing for quite a long time. Are they now at the point, I'm asking Kyle, like, do you guys have GPS? Are you being located on the racing surface as well as, you know, all of the inputs from the bike, of course?
I don't think that we have that with our data as of right now. I may just be clueless.
Dirt bikes, you can figure out where you're at on a track, I think, a little easier from the data. Sure. You know, the suspension stroke tells you when you're in the whoops and when you do a big jump and stuff.
So my question is, as a follow-up, is it real-time data acquisition, or is that something that has to be offloaded or downloaded or even uploaded at the completion of the race?
Yeah, they come in after every race and upload it to the computers and then go back and book.
It's not legal in Supercross or Motocross to do what you're talking about, Scott, and I don't think it is in road racing either, but maybe it is. I don't know. It's not lifetime data acquisition. It's after the fact. They come in and then the boys hook it up to the laptop and who knows what they do with that information. I mean, none of us here would even know what to do with that.
It's an interesting topic, actually. Street bikes now, you can program them.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. An R1 or a Ducati, they have GPS self-locating. Once you ride a lap on a track, you can start labeling corners and going, I want different shift points at this corner. Or I want back shifting different. It's insane.
Pretty soon, Kyle, you don't even have to ride the bike. We will be able to do it remotely.
You don't have to leave the house.
That's even scarier.
Yeah.
There's rhythms that are big enough now where it's like, man, I don't really want to hit that, but I'm going to have to anyways. And when someone else is going to have the remote control and you're on it, that's way worse.
So how about that? When you're out there and you're watching Forkner or one of them guys or any of them, or even when the 450s start doing it, you know the 250s are looking at it. Is there times when you're like, I don't want it? You know, like that one at Daytona. Man, that was big and stupid, I thought. The one that was going north, you know, the far north end there towards, you know, to the one side. I'm glad I don't have to do those things ever, because it scared me watching them.
They are very scary.
Yeah, it's that one at Daytona I wasn't the biggest fan of. It was really, really big. And even in press day, you know, I was watching press day and whatnot, and in that rhythm before they changed it, they were going 3-4-4-4, and I was like, that shouldn't even be possible. That's not okay. But yeah, you know, it's once we see the 450 guys hitting something, it's kind of like
you're stuck.
Yep.
Or you're 17th place back there with Stephen Clark or somebody, you know, or
yeah, exactly. It's you got to do it.
Kyle Peters has been our guest, and good job out of you, Kyle. Best to everybody down there in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's right in Eddie Kuhlenkamp's backyard, but also the Suzuki machines are doing well. Final question, percentage, when you do well, how much of it is you and how much of it is equipment?
Oh, man, percentage?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
You can think about it. We'll have you back on next week.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
That works for me. But no, the Viking team's amazing. I couldn't do as well as I'm doing without all the help and support from all our engine guys and suspension guys and Buddy and J-Bone. And it's definitely a team effort.
Roll through the sponsors. You get 30 seconds. Go.
Oh, yeah. The whole JGR, Yoshimir, Suzuki team, Answer, Rai, Scott, Garnet, CTIE braces, Dunlop, Armor Graphics, Pro Taper. There's so many different people that make this whole thing happen, and can't do it without them.
All right, Tony, finished seventh at the most recent round in Indianapolis, Indiana. And, of course, our star, Kyle Peters, has been our guest. He had a different type of finish, actually. He finished sixth in Indianapolis.
Well, you never know. You never know how you're going to do, Kyle, depending on what
you
say.
Not on this
show. Tell Buddy we're he doesn't intimidate me anymore.
Oh.
He used to when I was racing.
I think he's getting shorter. I do.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, all right, bud. Thank you so much, KP. We'll talk to you soon, man. There we go, KP to the pits. This portion of our program brought to you by Hicklin Power Sports. Look for them online, hicklinpowersports.com. But if you haven't been in the shop lately, it's not a shop. It's a superstore. And I know Bart Hicklin has an idea of what he wants his stores to look like, whether it's the Honda shop in Ames, Iowa, or whether it's the primarily Yamaha and KTM shop out there in Grimes. But right now, great prices on all the new bikes.
Absolutely. We've got a whole bunch of 19s coming in, ready to hit the floor.
19s, and are they clamoring for them? Do you have any 18s remaining? What's that inventory reduction?
Not a heck of a lot of any 18s left. We've got some snowmobiles, and those have been slowly getting picked away at.
Are you getting a lot of sleds in right now for end-of-season prep to be put away?
No, they really not a lot. More watercraft are starting to come in, though.
Okay,
get ready for
sense.
The water. Yeah. Snowmobiles kind of put themselves away.
I'm getting ready to winterize my Sea-Doo. Is it too late?
It's a little late.
Dang it.
Just put the gas in and go ride.
Oh, well.
Somebody needs to slap you silly. All right. By the way, if you haven't caught the new podcast we have on iHeart, I encourage you to do so. A guy named Ron. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say Ron, the original Anchorman? Yeah. It is hysterical. I've watched or listened to 5 of them in a row twice last night. Check out the Ron Burgundy podcast available on iHeartMedia in the app. You will laugh, I'm sure, as hard as I did. It's brought to you in part by Charmin. Be good to your tail end like Ron does. Use Charmin toilet tissue. Back after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.